Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, partly sunny skies, upper 80s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies will continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs around 90. Tomorrow night becoming clear, 68, and Friday, mostly sunny. Right now, it's 61.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A 37-year-old Wichita man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for a drunken driving crash that killed a woman and injured two others. Jeremy Crowder pleaded guilty back in May to involuntary manslaughter while driving under the influence and two counts of aggravated battery. The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office said Crowder ran a red light in Wichita on March 9th of 2019 and hit another car. 57-year-old Yvonne Recchio died at the scene. Her husband and another passenger in the car were injured. Prosecutors said Crowder's blood alcohol level at the time of the crash was more than double the legal limit. Tyson Foods has announced it will require all of its U.S. workers to get COVID-19 vaccines. This makes Tyson the largest food company to require vaccinations, according to the company. Tyson said in a statement yesterday that almost half of the company's workers are already vaccinated for the virus. Rick Everett with your Wednesday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Looking to carve out a better future for yourself? Start training for an essential career at WTI. Whether you're interested in an in-demand career in technology, HVACR, or healthcare, at WTI's Wichita campus, you can get the training you need to get started. All of our programs feature blended learning with a combination of on-campus and online classes, giving you the ideal balance of convenience and hands-on training. Learn more by visiting us at WTI.edu. WTI. You matter. Skills matter.
Partisan bickering among Kansas legislators over redistricting has intensified even before their first public hearings on how to redraw the state's political boundaries. Democrats are complaining that 14 town hall meetings across the state are scheduled only over 5 days next week. Each is an hour and 15 minutes, and 10 of the events are during the day. Democrats see an attempt to limit public input. Republicans, on the other hand, accuse Democrats of politicizing the redistricting process and say additional virtual town hall meetings will be held during the fall. Lawmakers must redraw congressional, legislative, and state board of education districts next year. More than expected, Kansas reporting its tax collections in July were 11% greater than what was anticipated. And that's good news, even as the spread of the more contagious COVID-19 Delta variant has some officials worried about the economy. July's surplus in general tax revenues was $60 million. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Officials in northeastern Nebraska say a man was killed at a poultry operation near the village of Lindsay. The Madison County Sheriff's Office said it was called Monday to an address for a report of a man being crushed, and deputies arrived to find a 23-year-old Barry and Coretto Perez of Columbus gravely injured. Perez was rushed to a Norfolk hospital where he died. Sheriff's officials say an investigation showed Perez had been helping with the transport of large crates of live chickens, which were being moved with a forklift when the crates became dislodged. Officials say Perez stepped in between the crates and the forklift when the crates slipped further, crushing him against the forklift. Potential air quality impacts from the wildfires in Canada continue through today. Wildfires in Canada and the western U.S. may affect the air quality in Nebraska. Air quality monitor locations are set up in Omaha, Bellevue, Lincoln, Grand Island, and Scotts Bluff. Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A primary election was held Tuesday in Nemahal County and included a runoff for USD 115 Nemahal Central School Board Position 1. Among four candidates, incumbent Amy Sutbeck tallied 82 votes. Doug Dollinghouse and John Howard each received 23. Lori Osterhaus was eliminated with 7 votes. A canvass of ballots Monday at the Nemahal County Commissioners meeting will determine the runner-up winner among Doug Dollinghouse and John Howard, who were tied. That winner will face Amy Sutbeck in the November 2nd general election. COVID counts locally have risen recently. Marshall County showing 21 positive cases, including one hospitalization as of Monday. That's up 4 from a week earlier and double that of 2 weeks back. Washington County has 4 active cases as of Monday. Some of these are the more contagious Delta variant. Vaccination efforts continue for those 12 and older, and area schools are determining protocols for fall classes, which begin soon. In response to a complaint filed by Gayla Randall regarding open meetings violations by Marshall County commissioners over multiple closed sessions during negotiations with their contract attorney for the Irish Creek Wind Farm Project, an hour-long Kansas Open Meetings Act training was hosted Monday. Multiple allegations in the complaint were dismissed by the state's attorney general, with exception of a technical violation involving the board not citing reasons for entering closed session. The training was open to elected representatives of other public boards in Marshall County. A nearly $10 million budget was approved unanimously by the Marysville City Council last week. A slight increase of 0.36 mil to 67.64 mils will generate $9,865,000. The public budget hearing is set for Monday, August 9th at 7 p.m. Volunteers in the Axtell community recently completed installation of new permanent bleachers at the Eagle football field. The Booster Club, among other organizations, coordinated the effort with a structure purchased from the Derby School District. Some additional improvements to the complex are to be added as well. Marvin Beckman, age 98, of Bremen, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 4 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Beckman. Delpha J. Nelson, age 92, of Blue Rapids, passed away July 28th. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church. Burial St. John's Lutheran Cemetery. Family will see friends Wednesday, 6:30 until 8, at the Anderis Fifely Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Delpha Nelson. Brady Mills, age 23, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Aurora, Kansas, St. Peter's Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Brady Mills. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, asparagus, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, spaghetti, French bread, mixed salad, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Agency on Aging reminds you Marshall County General Public Transit will be offering free rides to Marshall County residents the entire month of August. Please contact the Agency on Aging office for further details at 562-2020. Free rides to Marshall County residents throughout the month of August, funded in part by KDOT and Marshall County.
Ribs or burn-ends? Burn-ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, quiet weather for this Wednesday. At least through the day, we're going to see mostly sunny skies with temperatures in the 80s. We do have an upper-level system called an upper-level shortwave that will bring chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms across the central parts of the Midwest as we head into tonight, into tomorrow night. Otherwise, behind the system, sunny skies, this upper-level ridge moves in back into the 90s before more chances of showers and thunderstorms, it looks like, as we head into Saturday night. So across the area, partly sunny skies, upper 80s, wind gusts at 20. Tonight, cloudy skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, temperatures at 90. Tomorrow night, becoming mostly clear, upper 60s, and Friday, mostly sunny skies. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early August, 91. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 69. The record low, 48. Sunset this evening, 8:36. Sunrise in the morning at 6:30. It's 61 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 4th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Call now and get started on important, rewarding work. Cambridge Place in Marysville is now hiring evening and night shift, certified nurse aides, and certified medication aides. Weekend and holiday rotations, excellent pay and health insurance, upward mobility, teamwork, and appreciation by coworkers, supervisors, residents, and families. Get $1,000 sign-on bonus for full-time. Call now, Cambridge Place, 562-5321.
Dodgers fans get their crack at the Strohs. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. A raucous crowd of more than 50,000 at Chavez Ravine waited years to lustily boo the Astros after believing the Dodgers were cheated out of a World Series ring in 2017. But the heckling was in vain as Houston pitchers fan 13 and Yordan Alvarez went yard.
And Alvarez cranks it deep to right field. Bellinger is back, looking up. See you later! A two-run home run.
On KBME, Astros blanked the Dodgers 3-0. Not quite a hometown discount, but the Warriors gave Steph Curry 215 million reasons to stay.
Certainly solidifies what he's always said. It's the only organization that he's wanted to play with, wants to play his whole career there.
ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski. DeMar DeRozan is heading to Chicago in a sign-and-trade between the Spurs and Bulls. He'll make $85 million over 3 years. To the Tokyo Olympics, Sydney McLaughlin struck gold in the 400-meter hurdles and breaking the world record at 51.46 seconds. At 21 years of age, she's the youngest gold medalist in the event's history. Fellow American Dalila Muhammad took silver. Team USA women's basketball blew out Australia 79-55 in the quarterfinals after being stunned by the Aussies in an exhibition. Brianna Stewart scored 23 in the rout. The U.S. women's volleyball team advanced to the semifinal after beating the Dominican Republic in straight sets. NFL training camps. Things getting a little high-spirited on the first day of the Giants' padded practice. It was stopped after a brawl that ended up with quarterback Daniel Jones pinned underneath the dog pile.
There's consequences for that kind of stuff, and that's the way it is in a game. You know, if you lose your cool, there's consequences. That hurts the team.
At the Panthers training camp, defensive back JT Ebay was cut after a brutal hit on receiver Keith Kirkwood, sending him to the hospital. Head coach Matt Rhule.
That's completely unacceptable to do something like that.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Summertime and the Valspar savings are colorful at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. From July 30th through August 8th, get up to $60 back on your favorite Valspar paint during their summer rebate event. Choose Valspar Pristine Interior Paint and save $12 per gallon container. Save on other great Valspar paints too during this time. Take advantage of rebate savings at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville through August 8th. See the rebate URL in store for more details.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. In a letter sent yesterday, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has granted the organizers of the National Beef Checkoff Petition Drive until October 3rd to collect the necessary signatures on a petition calling for a producer referendum vote on the National Beef Checkoff Program. The South Dakota Livestock Auction Markets Association and Steve Stratford of the Kansas-based Stratford Angus organized and initiated the National Beef Checkoff Petition Drive that began July 2nd of last year. USDA originally established a 12-month period for the collection of the required 88,269 signatures. Many groups help collect signatures, but due to COVID, those restrictions, they were unable to meet with cattle producers for several months in locations like livestock auction yards and public meeting places. As a result, the organizers and the groups and individuals were principally relying on online petition site to collect those signatures at checkoffvote.com. Now, currently, 18,700 signed petitions are resting there. May of this year, the organizers made a formal request to Secretary Vilsack for a one-year extension for which to collect signatures given the circumstances due to COVID. And receiving no reply from Vilsack after the original 12-month period expired on July 2nd, the organizers kept the online petition site operational until a formal response was received. Now, the response was a denial of the organizers' one-year extension request, but it did grant a 60-day extension beyond the date of the letter. Some had asked the secretary to call a referendum on his own, but Vilsack indicated he does not have that statutory authority to call for such a referendum. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning.
is an interesting day to watch the futures markets, especially in the grains. The corn and soybeans finished poorly. Kansas City wheat started poorly, got better for a while, and then got worse for a while, but managed to pull out a bit of a rally before we got to the end of the day. September, Kansas City wheat up 4 at 707 and a half. December, up 4 at 718 and three quarters. Now, that went against the grain with the other two wheat markets. Chicago wheat, Minneapolis spring wheat were both down. So Kansas City wheat was the leader in the wheat markets on Tuesday. Corn was down, September down 8 1/4 at 550 1/2. December down 7 1/2 at 551 3/4. So not a positive day for corn. Soybeans really got hammered over the course of the day. September beans down 32 1/2 at 1323 3/4. November down 33 3/4 at 1319 3/4. Double-digit losses all the way down. So not a good day for soybeans. The soybean products did not fare well either. September soybean meal down $8.90 at $3.47.50. October down $9.60 at $3.46.30. We just did not have a good day there. And soybean oil was sharply lower, too. September soybean oil down 126 points at 62.45. And now we turn to the livestock complex. That's where things got a little bit better. October live cattle up 87 at 128.15. December up 45, 133.20. Feeder cattle did well. September feeders up 55, 162.52. October up 57 at 165.05. So things for the most part looked good in the cattle complex. Hogs had a big day. October hogs up 187 at 91.37, while December hogs were up 137 at 84.25. So positives for hogs. Livestock complex looked good. Corn and soybeans were lower. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Wheat growers count on industry-leading, high-quality AgriPro brand-certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner, new from AgriPro brand for 2021, is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
A long, hot summer has a way of leaving its mark on your clothing, namely perspiration stains. We will share a few stain removal secrets today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 4th, the 216th day of the year. Former President Obama celebrates his 60th birthday today. Summer's dog days will soon be ending, but chances are they've left their mark on your clothing in the form of perspiration stains. Here's a few things to know about removing them. First and foremost, don't use bleach. Chlorine will react with the proteins in the perspiration, resulting in an even darker stain. Instead, try soaking the garments in diluted hydrogen peroxide or white vinegar. For the most stubborn stains, here's a remedy some people swear by. In a cup of warm water, mix a tablespoon of cream of tartar with 3 crushed aspirins. Work the stain into the paste with a toothbrush. After 20 minutes, rinse and launder. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY, 63 degrees, cloudy, overcast this morning. Middle 80s on a mild high again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. The 87th annual NBC World Series gets underway today in Hutchinson. The first 20 games of the double elimination tournament will be played at Hobart Dedder Field in Hutch, running today through August 8th. The final 8 teams will then move to Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, where the games will take place August 9th through the 14th. The 2021 NBC World Series has 16 teams in the field, trying to outlast the competition and get into the championship game on Saturday, August 14th. Fans are encouraged to buy tickets before getting to the ballpark. You can buy tickets at etix.com. After back-to-back weeks on the road, the Wichita Wind Surge returned home last night and opened their series with a 6-5 win over Midland at Riverfront Stadium. And the Kansas City Royals and Chicago White Sox were in action as well last night, with the Royals taking a loss 7-1. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
As a reminder, we have a podcast available of the American Legion baseball games at Pittsburgh. Games Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are available on our website at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
There was rain on the street last night. We stood beneath the front door light. And everything we said, we made sure the neighbors heard. You called me this, I called you that. Standing on the welcome mat. Everything we felt, it all came down to just one word. But you couldn't say it, and I couldn't say it. You know I tried my best to go away. I know you cried, 'cause I hurt you so. It should have been easy to say we were through, but to walk away from love was more. It was almost goodbye, almost goodbye. Now there was sun through the blinds this morning when I opened up my eyes. Outside, I could hear a mockingbird. I could feel your heartbeat as you lay there by my side. I thought of how the world could end with just one word. But you didn't say it, and I didn't say it. You know I tried my best to go. I know you cried, 'cause I hurt you so. Should have been easy to say we were through, but to walk away from love that way was more than we could do. It was almost goodbye. It was almost goodbye. Some
Sometimes the most important words are the ones that you leave unspoken. You know I've tried my best to go. Say that we were through, but to walk away from love that way was more than we could do. It was almost goodbye. Almost goodbye.
God bless Texas.